Let us move on to the most vital aspect of bhajan singing, bhava, or the feeling with which we must render any offering to the Lord. And to develop the correct bhava, we must understand the meaning of its every word. So let's start with the first line.
Jai Jai Sai Ma, He Sai Saraswati Ma.
Here Jai means victory. The second word is Sai, where Sa denotes divine and I means mother. Now this word comes up once more in this line, and in this context, Divine Mother represents the Shakti or the cosmic energy principle that sustains the entire cosmos. Baba says that this cosmic energy principle manifests herself in the form of Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. During a discourse in 1988, Swami elaborated on this cosmic energy principle and said, Durga grants us energy, physical, mental and spiritual. Lakshmi bestows on us wealth of many kinds, not just money but intellectual wealth, the wealth of character, the wealth of health and so on. Saraswati bestows on us intelligence, the capacity for intellectual inquiry and the power of discrimination. So a combination of all these three principles is what is Sai, the Divine Mother. The fourth word is Ma, which means mother. And Saraswati, the penultimate word, again, as we saw, refers to the goddess of all learning, all wisdom and all intellect. She is also the associated deity for all forms of music and art. Swami says Saraswati resides in every being as the faculty of speech. So in this line, we proclaim victory to the Divine Mother, who is the goddess of supreme intellect, supreme wisdom, the fountainhead of all creativity, music and art. Let's move on to the second line.
Veena Vadini Ma, Vidyadayini Ma.
Veena is a stringed instrument played mainly in Indian classical music. In fact, there is mention of Veena in the Rig Veda, one of India's most ancient scriptural texts. It is one of those instruments that is deeply associated with the divine, just like the flute is associated with Lord Krishna and the damaru or the small drum is with Lord Shiva. In the same manner, Mother Saraswati is always portrayed playing the Veena. The second word is Vadini, which means to play on. Veena Vadini refers to the one who plays the Veena. Dr. Durjati Murigonda is an illustrious alumnus from Bhagwan's school and college. And he had this opportunity of playing Veena in front of Bhagwan even as a student of his school in Prashantinilayam. He joined the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School in 1982 for his 11th class and later did his bachelor's and his master's in Bhagwan's university in the Prashantinilayam campus. He left the portals of Bhagwan's university in 1989. So during this entire period, 1982 to 1989, he was blessed with this golden opportunity of playing the Veena seated inside the bhajan hall of the Prashantinilayam Mandir as Bhagwan glided amidst the devotees on the sands during his darshan rounds. So literally he was blessed to provide the background score to Bhagwan's darshan. When he was a young child, he had learned how to play the Veena from his father. But when he began playing in the Prashantinilayam Mandir, Swami told him that his playing was very rough and he advised him to introspect and practice. And later, Swami went to the extent of lovingly and painstakingly teaching him various Carnatic Kritis and guiding him as to how he should render various ragas on the Veena. Swami would go into the minute details of how a raga should be portrayed when he plays it on the Veena. And in this process, Bhagwan would even many times sing different bhajans and kritis and make him follow the tune of these compositions on the Veena. And on one occasion, Swami told him, the Veena is such a beautiful instrument. if you can really play it well, it will sound so sweet. And Dhruvachetty literally took Bhagwan's directions very, very seriously, and he was then blessed with this opportunity of playing inside the Prashantanya Mandir for several years. In fact, one day, Bhagwan was so pleased, he took the petals of a flower that he was holding and he sweetly threw them on Dhruvachetty's Veena. On another occasion, Bhagwan revealed, "I played Veena for 8 years, probably referring to an early part of his life. And there are pictures of Swami with having the Veena on his lap. And Swami has used the Veena as an instrument in many of his discourses to convey very important lessons. One, Swami said, just like all the strings on the Veena have to be tuned and played in harmony to produce beautiful music, similarly, the different faiths and different people have to come together to create a harmonious humanity. In another discourse, Swami said, just like the strings on the Veena cannot be too tight or too loose, similarly, our association with this world should not be too deep or too shallow. We should follow the middle path wherein we live in this world and perform all our duties, but at the same time, not get too attached to anything. And Swami used not any other instrument but the Veena to convey these important lessons. It's not the guitar or it is not the sitar. For Bhagwan, it is Veena. That is the divine association that the Lord has with this Vedic instrument. And the term Vidya Daini means she who confers knowledge. So what is Vidya? Swami in Vidya Vahini explains, knowledge of the supreme principle that knows no beginning, the principle that was there before everything and that has no end, that which expands as far as it wills, that which progresses as diverse as it feels, and that through its fullness fills the universe. Knowledge of that supreme principle is Vidya. That is knowledge, that is wisdom, that is awareness. Baba further added, Vid is the root from which the term Vidya is derived by adding Ya. Ya means what and Vid means light. So that which gives light is Vidya. That is the basic meaning of this word. Vidya is the process of acquiring such knowledge. In fact, Bhagwan also explains further and says that there are two types of Vidya. Bahya Vidya or worldly knowledge and Brahma Vidya, knowledge of the self. And Swami says Bahya Vidya is important. It helps you to provide wherewithal for earning a livelihood. But Brahma Vidya is that which endows every being with the strength to know himself or herself. It lays down the path which leads both to joy in worldly relations as well as bliss in the life beyond. Brahma Vidya, therefore, is far superior to all the Vidyas. And Swami said Brahma Vidya has the divine potency to liberate everyone from bondage. So in this line, Veena Vadini Ma Vidya Daini Ma, we hail the Divine Mother who plays on the Veena and who instills in us precious knowledge, who bestows on us not just worldly knowledge but the far superior knowledge of the self. Let's move on to the next line.
Jai Jai Sai Ma, He Sai Saraswati Ma.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan where we proclaim victory to Goddess Sai Saraswati. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Mukti Pradayini Ma, Shakti Pradayini Ma.
Here the first word is Mukti, meaning liberation. There is an interesting anecdote concerned with Bhagwan's visit to Kodaikanal in 2003. One morning, as Baba was speaking to the students inside Sai Shruti, his abode in Kodaikanal, he started elaborating on the pure nature of the Buddha, how he attained enlightenment, and how he exemplified so many sterling virtues. Even as Swami was talking thus, his palm suddenly moved in the air, caught that empty space and immediately closed. And the next instant when the closed divine fist opened, all the boys could only gasp in awe. Because what Baba was holding now was such a marvelously done miniature Buddha. Buddha, red and resplendent. And then Swami asked, "Tell me, what is this little Buddha made of?" And someone said, "Swami, plaster of Paris, Swami, sand, Swami, clay." Bhagwan dismissed all the answers and then he revealed, "This is made up of Lumbini mud, the sacred soil where the Buddha was born." And then Swami went on to narrate the various austerities that Buddha engaged in, the rigorous spiritual disciplines that this Holy One pursued on his path towards Nirvana, enlightenment. And as Baba was explaining thus, at one point he paused and with a sudden firmness Swami said, "Anyone who contemplates on the Buddha can attain moksha or liberation." Now this happened many years ago, but Swami has left us to ponder over this for lifetimes, because who is truly Buddha and what is moksha, what is liberation? Bhagwan himself gives the answer. Swami says, "Buddha is not a personal name. A Buddha is one who is spiritually enlightened, who is mentally awakened and who has realized the supreme truth. He is one who practices unity of thought, word and action. His heart is ever full of compassion and love. Such a person is Buddha." And then Swami went on to clearly clarify all doubts about liberation. He said, "People have strange ideas about liberation, imagining that it involves going to heaven and having eternal existence in heaven. That is not the real meaning of liberation. It truly means achieving selfless love that is constant, that is unabating and that is total. This is the state that one must seek to attain. It is only when this state is reached that one can be truly liberated." And Swami went on to add, "In the name of liberation, seekers are resorting to all sorts of spiritual paths. All such exercises can at best confer temporary satisfaction. The path of pure love alone can truly get you there and confer permanent bliss. The path of pure love alone is the path to liberation." And then there was this another occasion when Bhagwan also stressed that bhajan singing is one sure shot way of attaining mukti or liberation. And Swami said, "Liberation is not a 5-star hotel or a deluxe tourist home. It is just the awareness of your reality and the rejection of all that is contrary. You can recognize yourself quickly and clearly by singing the glory of God. Sing from the heart, conscious of the layers of meaning that each word has. This is a sure way to have God firmly installed in the throne of your hearts. This will redeem your lives." So whether we understand anything else or not, if we believe and if we feel every word that we are singing during bhajans, we are on our path to liberation. Moving on, the second and the fifth word is Pradayini, which means she who confers. The fourth word is Shakti and it means power or energy. Bhagwan explains that Shakti is all-pervasive, omnipotent as well as all-comprehensive. It can be contacted everywhere in outer nature or inner consciousness. One beautiful explanation about Shakti that Bhagwan gave in a discourse in 1980 is, Swami said, "Man has in him three springs of Shakti or strength which he can draw upon. One is physical, that is avidya. The second is spiritual, that is apara. And the third is divine or para." Swami went on to explain and said, "From the conviction that man has a body, one can draw upon one's physical strength, and that is avidya shakti, that is the strength of believing that you are the body, and that is avidya shakti. The second stage is to know that you are an individualized soul or a jivi. You are not just the body, but you are the body, mind and soul. then you can draw upon spiritual strength, and that is Aparashakti. Finally, when man becomes one with the Overself and earns the awareness of the unity with God, then he can draw upon the universal eternal power or the Brahman itself, and that is Parashakti. That is the all-pervasive divine energy. So these are the three forms of Shakti, the energy that we can tap to bolster ourselves on our path towards liberation. In fact, giving us a simpler way, one Swami said, ask for bhakti, devotion, that is enough. Then I will give you Shakti, that is energy. I will give you mukti, that is liberation. Swami said, just have bhakti, devotion, then the rest will be taken care of by the divine. From bhakti, God will give you Shakti and mukti. So in this line, Mukti Pradayinima, Shakti Pradayinima, we salute the Divine Mother who confers on us that supreme state of oneness with the Divine, liberation. She is the one who fills our hearts with pure and selfless love, which in turn energizes us to carry out those tasks which make us immortal. Let's move on to the last line.
Veena Vadinima Vidyadayinima.
This too is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan, where we hail the mother as the one who plays on the veena and the one who bestows on us supreme knowledge. And with that, dear listeners, we have understood the meaning of every word of this bhajan, at least to some extent.